God damn it! What happens?
Scott, kill it. Go offline. Scott.
What?
Go offline. Go offline.
Who is on the phone?
Nobody's on the phone.
He was on his channel and he's having his...
Scott.
God
like,
damn.
Like, turn off his computer tonight.
Cut yourself off, Scott. You're not...
Scotty. That's just stupid.
You're like. Being stupid now. Now you're going and showing, putting yourself up there with someone to laugh at. God damn, where are your brains, boy? Having a meltdown online? Where are your goddamn brains?
You were online?
Yes, he was on his frickin' channel, whining and crying and acting like a three-year-old to the entire world. Where are your goddamn brains?
Like I said, you don't understand.
No, you don't understand. You're making an ass of yourself for all eternity.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, August 11th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, Snake from Metal Gear Solid gets his dick sucked. Plus, more fat shaming, donkey slut shaming, and why are there bits of catheter in my ice cream cone? All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Henson is charged with killing two people on Highway 101 over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you for the Friday show. It's DV After Hours posting the show. A little late today. Things just kept popping up. You know, I mentioned on yesterday's program that Lord Douche was going out of town for the weekend to work. Not too far. He didn't have to fly anywhere. He was just driving. But among all of the other things slowing me down, I finally get Lord Douche out of the house. And, you know, not 2 minutes later, I get a phone call from him. I'm like, hello? I'm trying to have my first house-to-myself masturbation session. And he was like, I forgot. You know, he forgot to bring something, some laptops or something. I'm like, okay, well, turn around. Right? You're not very far away from the house. And he's like, ugh, I'm running so late. And I hate driving on our street. Our street is a disaster area because they're installing, they want to put in sidewalks. In order to do that, they have to expand the road. But also, they have to put in new sewer lines and shit. I mean, it's a disaster. And Lord Douche drives, like, a go-kart, but one that's been modified so it's even lower to the ground. Like, the car he drives isn't street legal, I don't think. I mean, I don't know why, how they sold this fucking Chevy. But, in our street is just boulders and rocks and sharp things and machinery, spikes coming out of the ground. So I'm like, oh, you want me to meet you at the gas station? And he's like, what an idea. Let me think about that. Will that work for me? Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's why you called. Don't play it off like I came up with this idea. This is what you were fishing for. You know, if I have a problem, like if I would have forgot something, I don't ever want to bother anyone. I think I'm pretty self-sufficient. I would just turn around and get it myself. Why can't people be more like me? So, and you know, the argument like, oh, I'm going to be so late now if I have to turn around and come and get these laptops. It's like, you have to wait for me to get to the gas station. You're going to be waiting just the same amount of time, really. You've got dumb logic. Our street, though, is really bad. And every morning when I wake up, I'm like, how am I going to be inconvenienced today? And I don't think they like me. I must have pissed them off because they put their portable toilets right in my yard or the yard right across. So it's like facing me. That's the first thing I look at when I leave the house. Some guy taking a shit. One day they parked their Caterpillar or forklift or whatever right at the edge of my driveway. I couldn't get out. I had to wait for them to move. And they weren't around. They just parked this thing and left. So I had to wait around for someone to show up. I think I ended up driving through my neighbor's yard or something to get out. And then, you know, we're losing part of our front yard. You know, that's where the sidewalk's going to be, and they're expanding the road. So they dug up our mailbox and just flung it in our yard. Like, ah, fuck you and your mail. There was mail in the mailbox. And now the mailman doesn't know what to do. Oh, the mailman is pissed. I mean, you've seen those mail trucks, right? Those are shitty vehicles. It's not what I would consider, an all-terrain vehicle. And Timiboo Street is really an off-road adventure at this point. Since the construction people ripped out my mailbox, they set up these, those traffic cones? So there's like these big traffic cones in all of our yards. And on top of the cones, they've put like temporary mailboxes. And the few times that I've actually seen the mailman come down our street, oh, he is pissed. And he lets everyone know it. This is a hazard. I shouldn't have to drive on this street. I'm going to just start leaving the mail at the post office and have someone else deal with this. And honestly, it's more of an inconvenience than a hazard for these people. Doesn't the post office have that saying, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom? Gonna keep the post people from delivering our mail swiftly or something like that? It's a dirt road, you crybaby. Get over it. I'm gonna tell that to Lord Douche. All right, I've got a couple pieces of video to share with you today. The first one is from a television show in the UK, and I'm pretty sure we've featured this lady before. She's a professional fat shamer. She goes on TV shows and she's like, I don't understand why fat people say they're happy and beautiful. They're neither of those things. They're sad-looking slobs. And as a fat person, I feel like I can comment on this. At some points in my life, I was not fat, so I've had it both ways. And I can definitely say, when you're fat, you're not healthy. You might feel okay sometimes, but there's stuff going on in your system that's not good. I don't like these people that say, like, you can be fat and fit. Mm-mm. No. You can currently be fat and alive, but your fat body's going to fight you on that one. Let's take a listen here and see what she has to say. I think she takes a question from the audience, and of course, the audience member is super fat.
And Andrea, you're welcome.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
You're not hard to spot.
Thanks, AJ.
Yeah, the woman is kind of a bitch. That was a low blow.
Ryan, how are you?
You're not hard to spot.
Thanks, AJ. Well,
do you know, sorry, that's just mean.
Yeah.
Like, that's
but
not
you
even
know what,
funny.
Katie? Nidge was on before you, and I think I'll have to be having a little word with him later on behalf of the fatties, you know? So.
I don't know what any of that meant, and that accent isn't helping, but that doesn't matter. The guest, the fat shamer, is just pissed off that people are applauding and cheering for this land walrus.
I don't know why everyone's clapping. No, because I take issue with everybody clapping. What exactly are you clapping? You're clapping someone for being fat. Is that what you're clapping?
Well, maybe you should hear me
first. No, I'm just going to ask why the people are clapping.
You haven't asked me what I think, and Andrea, maybe you should listen.
I'm asking why people are clapping.
Okay, well, let's look.
I'm ruthless.
No,
I'm honest.
He said you're ruthless. And let Andrea speak as our guest in the audience.
Okay, what? So Katie, you're looking at me here. I'm size 26, I'm 18 stone, I'm 45 years old, okay? You said you've never seen a fat, happy person. You're looking at one. Because fat and being...
See, that I could agree with. I think fat people can be happy. Fat people are jolly, like Santa Claus, right? And when I'm eating food, when I'm stuffing my fat face with peanut butter and jelly and macaroni and cheese and all that stuff, I'm very happy.
Being fat and happy is...
I do not know what you are clapping. I do not understand what you are clapping. Because I do not understand why...
They're applauding this fat woman for being happy.
Why don't you address
Because
Andrea.
They're the ones clapping.
I know, but she's the one speaking, and she's saying that you've just called her lazy, you've said she's fat, she's unhappy, and she's trying to explain herself. She said...
Fat people are... I'm trying to think if I'm lazy. I know that, if I would just work out, I would be not fat.
In this way, I am happy.
So in some ways, I think fat people are lazy. Go ahead.
So why don't you deal with her rather than the crowd?
Because it's interesting to me that we're celebrating the wrong things in this society.
No, we're not celebrating.
But I don't believe you can be fat and happy.
I should be ashamed of the fact that I'm fat, okay?
Yes.
And I think that what I am actually is not ashamed. I'm not proud of being fat. I'm not ashamed of it. But if I was creating and generating the kind of unhappiness that you do with those kind of words...
She's got one, two, three, four chins, by the way.
That would be something to be ashamed of. Not being fat.
Wait, are chins and neck rolls the same thing? Like when the chin, when you start counting down, there's one chin in the top, then there's another chin there. At some point, it morphs into neck rolls, but whatever. From fat acceptance to elderly acceptance, I've got a clip here from a Twitch stream, believe it or not. These are two old people who play, I don't know, organ or keyboards or whatever, and they stream it.
That's what I do, honey.
This is really, gotta say, this is the cutest elderly couple on Twitch. Wish more old folks would join Twitch. So adorable. Can you play Snoopy's song? Keep up the great music.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
The old man, who, by the way, sounds like an old man, is okay with that Twitch stream comment. Takes great offense to it.
Can you play Snoopy's song? Keep up the great music.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Isn't that sweet?
That's sweet. That's this person's perception. I mean, we ain't going to change people. You know, I want to just speak to everybody. I just want to speak to someone.
I think you better do the rest of the stream yourself.
She's getting ready to leave.
What's the you know,
they've got to be in their late 50s, more. Early 60s.
I just want you to say,
maybe
to say, I older. Have. Mindy and I have dual feelings to your comments, right?
Especially, I actually don't have dual feelings. I'm like, you know, yeah, can I be your mother? Probably, for sure. But like your great-grandmother, you know, I'm not 90 friggin' years old. Actually,
she jumped over grandmother there. She's like, yeah, I could be your mother, maybe, but your great-grandmother? No. How about grandmother?
I'm not 90 fucking years old. This elderly couple shit really pisses me off. I really
cool,
don't
Mindy.
Appreciate
let's hear it from Mindy.
I really Woo! Just
let's
don't
hear it from Mindy.
It. And let's give you
clap your hands, Mindy. Let's hear it, but not too hard. I want you breaking any brittle
do a
bones.
Lesson in etiquette and a little lesson.
This old bat thinks she can teach Twitch users etiquette. That's how old she is.
Being rude to people, okay? Do we call you X, Y, and Z? No, we don't.
Well, that's not a thing.
Don't.
And you and people your age do say shit like, kids these days. I get called a kid by my mother and her friends, you know, like, oh, you kids. You kids and your internet. You just stare at those screens, those phones. It's not good.
We accept. You're here, you're listening to this genius play for you,
oh,
okay?
Mindy.
This man who's been playing for 69 years.
Well, okay, let's do the math here. If he's been playing for 69 years, it'd probably be, and let's assume he started at the age of 5 playing, right? He's well into his 70s. That's elderly territory.
In some of the biggest places in New York City, a Juilliard graduate with more talent in one pinky than probably all of Twitch has in their entire station. And
once again, showing her age, the Twitch station, right? What frequency is Twitch on?
This elderly couple, give me a friggin' break.
Mindy's really trying to say to you.
Yeah, you're gonna have to double up on your blood pressure medicine.
Give me a fucking
today,
break,
honey.
Right, Mindy?
Jesus,
Mindy,
fucking.
I don't want to do this stream myself, but I
know, but you know,
I understand
I mean, like,
that we Mindy's teaching
it's
you.
Enough.
Mindy's
it's just
teaching
enough
you
with this
that
shit.
There is.
Oh, she has been triggered. She doesn't want anyone using the E word anymore. That's now offensive. I'm running out of words I can say. R word, N word, T word, E word. We're losing our best and funnest words. We gotta put a stop to this. Something has to be done. Finally, DV listener and Sideshow member, Cocklips, messaged me. He says, I never called in, but I'm claiming this name. Okay, well, hi, Cocklips. I was jacking off to some porn, and I found this video. Enjoy. Apparently, this is a Metal Gear Solid. You know that video game with Snake, right? This is a Metal Gear Solid parody porno called Metal Rear Solid. And this episode is The Phantom Peen. And we open up with some, I don't know, they're in a plane or helicopter or something. The plane goes down. I think Snake is the only one who lives.
Do you read me? Loud and clear. I've arrived at the drop zone.
No, maybe there wasn't a crash. Maybe he just sort of jumped out. I gotta be honest with you, I kind of fast-forwarded to the part where I saw wiener and vagina.
I've arrived at the drop zone.
You need to stay sharp. We've had reports of an enemy sniper in the area.
Let me guess, this sniper is gonna be a naked woman. She squirts pussy juice in your eye and blinds you.
Nothing I can't handle.
This one's different, boss. She's a silent assassin. Goes by the name Hushy.
Hushy.
Hushy? What kind of name is that?
Well, she doesn't speak much. And has a really great ass. Like, you can tell this girl hits the gym kind of ass.
Here's the thing with these, like, XXX porn parodies. Like, it's on X video. You watch these things to get off. It's like 8 minutes long. We're already 3 minutes in and there's no nudity. You know what I mean? Like, it's a waste of time.
Hushy.
Anyway, so he finds Hushy. Actually, she tries to shoot him and then he hides behind cardboard boxes. And then she's like, where did he go? You know, like in video games. Now they're confronting each other. All right, Hushy.
You saw through my stealthy technique. But how about this? A snake never lets its prey escape. But maybe we can work together.
Here we go.
I want to know what it's going to take for you to join up with the Diamond Dongs.
About 9 inches.
Huh. I forgot. You don't say much.
Your dick. My ass.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Is she a robot? Protocol requires dick in my asshole.
Snake eater, huh? Show me your moves.
This woman just tried to kill you. Do you really feel comfortable exposing your penis, your most sensitive of areas, to her? And there she goes. A pretty fat dick. Okay. Mm. Waggle. I love it. She like tries to spit on his dick, but they're outside, right? It's a little windy, and so the spit flies in her hair. What was the mission again? I think she sucks his dick or whatever. She's doing gags on it for a while. Fast forwarding here.
Oh, fuck. That's it. Get it deep. Yes, that's good. Suck that fucking dick. Right on the tip, baby. Suck it in.
All right, if you want to watch the whole thing yourself and jerk off, go to xhamster.com. Do a search for metal rear solid or whatever. I did a search on X video for XXX parody to see what else showed up. There's a Friends porno, and it has a theme song and everything.
Someone told me friends like these are back at late. We had them bang on time.
Like they're dancing around the fountain and everything.
It's Friends go all the way. It's Friends, a XXX parody. Everybody gets late. Everybody gets late.
They did a pretty good job with this, with the intro. It's just like the TV show.
These friends love to screw. These friends finally score.
Something for everyone. If you're a video game nerd, you can jerk off to Metal Gear Solid.
These friends love.
If you're someone like me. You can jerk off to the Friends parody. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Like I said, Lord Douche is out of town this weekend, which means I got nothing to do. My favorite thing to do. But I figured, you know what? Maybe I'll try to do an exclusive show for Sideshow Freaks. Maybe a mini program, maybe a full show, maybe a video. Who knows? So be on the lookout for that if you're Sideshow members. Also want to give Patreon patrons an update. So I'm going to be working hard for you this weekend. I'll be around. And of course, I'll be playing video games too and just being a bum. You can always email me, show at distortedview.com. You know, Twitter, at me, tweet at me, whatever, at distortedview. Maybe if you want to play some Splatoon. Someone suggested that we set up a Splatoon 2 Distorted View League. I don't know how to do that. I've never messed around with leagues, but maybe I'll look into that this weekend. Oh, I've got a very busy weekend now ahead of me. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, man is accused of trying to stomp on an infant Saturday at Esther Short Park in Vancouver. The boy's mother told the news her quick action may have saved her son's life. The couple told police the man, identified as Benjamin R. Courtney, age 39, was screaming loudly and walking towards them while they were seated on a bench. Why do you think this man was approaching this family all upset? Probably because the newborn baby was screeching and squealing and being loud. This is why I always say, if you have little babies, you shouldn't be able to leave the house. This is your punishment for procreating. You wanted a kid so bad? You need to be around that thing in a secluded, isolated area until the baby can fucking talk, at least, right? All right, so Courtney walked directly in front of them, lifted his leg, you know, like a dog would do, like he's getting ready to piss on the kid. All right, Courtney walked directly in front of them, lifted his leg, he's trying to show dominance, I guess, and attempted to drive his foot into the car seat, holding their baby at their feet. So the car seat was on the ground, right? So the husband and wife were sitting on the bench, and then down on the ground, you got the car seat with the baby, which is in a perfect position for a foot to crush its little skull, right? Guy doesn't even have to lift his leg that high, you know? It would be a little more difficult if the baby was actually up on the bench at the same level as the parents, but no, the baby was slumming it down on the ground. And so the guy just came over and was gonna like stomp its little head in, and apparently he was yelling while this was all going down, "I'm Italian! And angry!" As if that's like a reason to kill a baby. To smush a baby's head with your foot. The boy's mother ripped the car seat out of the way and began screaming for the child's father to call 911. Again, Courtney was yelling, "I'm Italian and angry." He then fled. The flustered couple, flustered. That seems like it's putting it mildly. Oh, I was just so flustered that this man tried to curb stomp my baby's head. The flustered couple flagged down police at about 9:50 p.m. and pointed to the shirtless man. Mm-hmm. "He stopped all of a sudden," the couple recounted. "He raised his left foot, kind of aimed it for a second, and then really hard stomped his foot down. Jennifer reacted quickly, ripping her son's carrier away before impact. I saw his foot," Jennifer said. "Immediately, my mother's intuition kicked in. And I grabbed him faster than I could even think." Officers arrived and located Courtney, who was described as appearing to be under the influence of intoxicants. Court documents state that he continued yelling this whole time that he was Italian. He wanted everyone to know he was Italian. Like, we know. Who else would stomp a baby's head? That he was Italian and strong. The man admitted to lifting his leg and stomping on the ground near the child. Courtney was asked why he did it, and he replied, "I'm Italian, and I'm strong, and I'm angry." No, he said, "When we're high-powered, we don't stop." That sounds like the slogan for transmission fluid or something. Sort of like fuel additive. STP. We're high-powered, and we don't stop. All right, the man was arrested on one charge of second-degree assault. He appeared in court Monday, and his bail was set at $100,000. He's scheduled to be arraigned on August 18th. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Wow, would you look at this? Another Canadian news story. We're very Canada-centric today. A family gathering in Quebec to celebrate the arrival of a newborn boy. How did this baby almost die? Or maybe this one actually did die. Was its head stomped in? Did it suffocate on a balloon or something? Oh, maybe it was like that news story we read a couple years ago where like this family went to a hotel and the baby grabbed a used condom because the cleaning staff didn't do a very good job. And the kid put the used condom in its mouth, like sucked all the cum out of it or whatever. And come to find out, the guy who blew his load in the condom had herpes. Now the little boy has, sores on his mouth and will continue to have sores on his mouth for the rest of his life. Ah, one of the best DB News stories we ever read. Can this story possibly top it? Let's find out together. A family gathering in Quebec to celebrate the arrival of a new baby boy suddenly turned sour. Okay. When someone discovered a piece of a catheter inside of ice cream. Holy Christ, that's gross. Three people. That's almost more gross than the condom thing. Maybe because I'm used to the taste of semen. I don't know. Three people had already started eating the... What the hell is this? Kotakook brand ice cream flavored with pecan nuts, chocolate, and double caramel, and of course, chunks of catheter. One of the guests, the new grandfather, felt something hard in his mouth. Milky, milky. He spit it out and saw it was a piece of a catheter. Leave it to an old person to know exactly what a catheter looks like. I mean, catheters are made out of plastic, right? I'd recognize that texture anywhere. That's definitely the plastic from a catheter. There was something dark on the tip, and the family couldn't tell if it was caramel, or blood. He put it in his mouth and found the tip of the syringe, Carol Ann Christofferson said. He's the worst off, the most affected. He's not even able to speak out about it. The ice cream had been bought at a grocery store in Quebec. After calling Quebec's health line, the family was told to go to the hospital for HIV testing, as well as for hepatitis A, B, and C. Can the AIDS virus, or, you know, HIV or hepatitis, can it survive in ice cream temperature? You know what I mean? Like, it's been in your grocer's freezer at least for a couple of days, not to mention, you know, the manufacturing process, however long that takes, and transportation. I think he's okay. They were told they would also need blood tests for the next 6 months. Christofferson has already complained to the ice cream maker and isn't ruling out taking legal action. The ice cream manufacturer said it's going to be conducting an internal investigation into what happened. By the way, if you want to see what this piece of catheter, it's actually a really big piece, but I've got a picture of the catheter chunk. I love that. And they put it on top of the ice cream label. I made that today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Representatives for the ice cream producer say it's the first time the company has received such a complaint. Jesus Christ, I'd hope so. Oh, yeah, this is like the 20th time this year we got someone telling us there's a fucking catheter in our ice cream pints. All right, we have so many internal controls here and in food production in general that having something like that show up in a food item, it's not normal, said Jean Provencher, the owner of the ice cream company, Kotakook. Representatives from the Canadian Food Inspection Agency will be at the ice cream company on Tuesday to look into the incident. This is not the first ice cream company to give one of its customers the AIDS virus. We all remember Ben and Jerry's ill-conceived flavor, HI Very Berry T-Cell Blast. It was a top seller of 1984. All right, final story we have for you today. You know, I'm not familiar with this news site, Morocco World News, but I was, going through the site. It seems like it's a legit news. I had to double check because this headline is a little outrageous. 15 teenagers have had to be treated for rabies after engaging in bestiality with a donkey. Apparently, this is a popular pastime in Morocco. 15 minors who sexually assaulted a donkey. The same donkey. That poor donkey. He's tired. 15 minors who sexually assaulted a donkey in the small rural town of Sidi Camel, whatever, in the communal province of Sidi Kaka. Doesn't really matter where it's at, I guess. They had to be treated for rabies infections received from the animal. The sexually frustrated children and teenagers stayed at the Mekra Belsri Hospital for 1 week to receive rabies vaccinations after the animal transmitted the disease to them. Among the many reasons why I thought this news story might be fake is I didn't know donkeys could carry rabies. Apparently they can. The incident has put the family of these 15 young people in distress and horror. I mean, the embarrassment of having one of your children be known as a donkey fucker. All right, local authorities have been alerted in search for anyone who else has approached and admired the animal closely in order to limit the risk of rabies spreading among the inhabitants of the region. The occurrence became the subject of mockery and ridicule among the population of the small town. However, it's also become a subject of fear and shame for the parents who, in the utmost secrecy, hasten to have their children vaccinated in case they approach the animal. According to the daily newspaper, the number of infections could be much higher, as some families prefer to take their children to hospitals outside the region to avoid humiliation. Yeah, I would not take my kid. Like, if my kid fucked a donkey and I had to, like, tell the nurse that's why he has rabies, yeah, I'm going to go out of town. I don't want local people. I don't want my neighbors to know. The local authorities ordered the owner of the animal to slaughter it to avoid further risk of spreading the disease. Maybe that damn donkey should just keep its legs closed. Yeah, I'm slut-shaming a donkey. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. Let's blow through a few of these since I'm already late.
Hey, Jagoo Timmy Boo. It's Boneless Donuts. I want to tell you a story about when I was living in Miami. I was dating this chick with a ton of money. We actually went out and bought the most expensive sheets I probably ever bought in my life. They were like 1,200 thread count back like 2007.
It's like sleeping on a cloud.
When thread count was just starting to become a huge thing. So we went out and bought these sheets. And we come back to the house, and she was like a fitness freak. She was a diver for North Carolina, so she was really into fitness. I think she was bulimic. She was super hot, but, you know, there'd be stink.
Hot and wealthy. Why did you ever break up with her?
We were throwing up inside the toilet and stuff. This apartment was so fucking hot. Well, that's actually why I broke up with her, because she only had two wall unit air conditioners.
That's why you broke up with her?
And she always wanted me to spend a night, and it was so fucking hot, dude. In Florida, you really need, like, central air or something better than them two small units, especially on the second floor.
I love hearing reasons why guys break up with women. Like, this sounds like the perfect woman. She's thin, right? Anorexic, so she doesn't eat much. Anything she does eat, she throws up, right? So she is keeping her figure. She's very active, very wealthy, but you couldn't handle it. You couldn't handle the fact she had a couple wall units, right? Air conditioners. She didn't have central air, so you're like, I'm out of here.
She lived above this Cuban restaurant, and I was selling stocks, so I didn't want to, you know, that music was going all night. But anyways, she was a fitness freak, so she wanted to walk. And we walk, and then we get back, set up the sheets, and my asshole must have been splitting a little bit. So she, she wanted to take the dog for a walk, too. She had a dog named Gucci. It actually had a diamond necklace. And we took the dog for a walk. It's a Jack Russell Terrier. We get back on the sheets. She blows me. And my asshole must have been sweating, but I left a stain, you know, from walking and everything else in South Florida on these sheets.
Yeah.
And she goes to the bathroom, and I get up to get dressed. And I see this little shit stain on the sheets.
Oh, it wasn't just sweat. It was that. Actual shit stain.
What I do is I pick up this little tiny dog and I set it on this stain.
Oh.
And I'm holding it there.
I mean, you have to. I mean.
So when she comes out of the bathroom, she'll think, hey, maybe the dog did that. Nice. But anyways.
You could have said, like, oh my God, your dumb dog Gucci was scooting his ass on your new sheets. Dumb thing, dumb dog. All right. Great story. Thank you very much for that. I enjoyed it.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo.
Jagoo.
Greasy Nagrin here. Just want to say that maybe I'm on time, maybe I'm not, but happy birthday. And another thing I want to say is, man, I miss Sextastic Tuesdays. I miss those awkward...
Well, you are obviously not a sideshow member, because we still do Sextastic Tuesday occasionally. Not every Tuesday. Maybe like once a month, probably what we're averaging.
Confused boners I used to get, like... Why am I getting a boner over a Dick Cheese story?
Yeah.
I miss it. Anyways.
Well, it's still around. You know, we do it, just not every Tuesday. It was getting a little too much for me.
Hey, Tim. I love your show. Listen, since 2007 as a sideshow member every month.
Thank you.
I should probably become a lifetime member. I love the show. I love your content. But if I hear this goddamn fucking Vladimir Putin motherfucker again, I'm done listening to the goddamn show. Faggot.
Another, thank you. Another man who does not like Vladimir Putin. He hasn't been calling in as much, so hopefully you're still listening. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Maybe he's teaching you that.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Hopefully I'll be back for Sideshow members and patrons later this weekend. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Diabetes testing supplies.